श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु
Oh. cannot exist without prana. So five light rays are prominent. So in Bhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavatam, there are Panch Prana. What is that? Ras Panchadhyaya. Five chapters explaining Ras Lila. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, chapter 29 to 33. So similarly, in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, there are five life heirs. First, Adilila chapter 4. Here, Srila Kaivalya Goswami Pad is explaining the ontology of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Why Krishna took this golden complexion and mood of Radharani, and why he came to this world. Very, very confidential things are explained in Adilila chapter 4. Then, this Madhyalila chapter 11 to 14, this is called Ratayatra Prasanga. The subject matter of Ratayatra. After that, Madhyalila chapter 8, this is Ravananda Sambhai. Then, in Antilila, Mahaprabhu's pastimes in Gangira, and especially the last thing, Shikshastakam, highest thing given in the final chapter of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. So, Gundicha Marjan is among Panch Prana. Ratayatra Prasanga, Madhyalila chapter 12. Therefore, it is no ordinary thing. It is extremely confidential. So, we read from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita how one day Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he requested Kashimishra, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, and Tosi, that means the Paricha, the superintendent of Jagannath Temple. He informed them, I want to clean Gundicha. Before the Rajkhat comes there and Jagannath Dev, Baldev and Subhadra come there, I want to clean it. So they told him, this is not fit work for you. You are a great person. And sleeping and everything, this is for low caste. But you are independent. You are Swatantra. Supreme Lord, as you like, you can do. We can see that this is your pastime. And they made all arrangements. And in the early morning time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came there with his associates, many, many associates. Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Acharya, Swarup Damodar, Bakeshwar Pandit, Govinda, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, many, many others. And there, Mahaprabhu, he took chandan, sandalwood paste, and decorated the bodies of his intimate associates and gave them all one broom in their hand. And then they began sweeping. So, here we should think that Gundicha means the heart. And Jagannath Dev, very soon, after 2 days, he will leave from Srimandir and he will come to Gundicha. That means, if we want Krishna to come into our heart, we should make the heart clean, fresh and fragrant and very, very beautiful place, that Krishna should come and perform his pastimes there. But now, the heart is not clean. We have so many anarthas, unwanted desires. Can we understand this fact, how many anarthas we have? Oh, very easily. At the time of chanting Harinam, then where is the mind going? Is the mind absorbed completely in Krishna or not? What is coming in the mind? So many anyabilas, many material desires. Even we say, I don't want these things, but anyway, attachment is there. So they're coming. If there's no attachment, it will not come. And so many janmantara ku sanskar. Janmantara ku sanskar. That means the deep impressions, bad impressions that we have collected from being absorbed in sense gratification, not in this life only, many, many lifetimes. So the heart is filled with these things. Very difficult to control the mind, and therefore our chanting of Nam, Nam Aparad. So only so many offenses. In 1 second, the mind is doing complete Brahmanda Prakrama. Prakrama of the whole universe. 3 times in 1 second. Very hard to control. So what can we do? So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's with his associates, he's sweeping. First, all the boulders, big stones and rocks. These are gross anarchas. And then afterwards, dust. And then afterwards, they're bringing from the Indradrumna Sarovar. Who took bath there? Did anyone take bath in Indradrumna Sarovar? What does it mean to take bath in Indradrumna Sarovar? They're taking the water from there and washing all the walls and ceiling and the floor everywhere, clean. Just like Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained. Mali hoya sei beach koraya ropan shravan adir jali kare se chan. Shravana kirtana jali kare se chan. When Guru gives a desire to serve Krishna in your heart, then you have to give some water. What is that water? Harikata. Hearing Harikata. Hearing this Harikata. Oh, this is like all the water of Indradrumna Sarovar in your heart, going on the ceiling, on the walls, everywhere, on the floor. Everywhere. And washing the heart clean. So, we should try to take bath in Indradrumna Sarovar. What is that? Be completely absorbed in Harikatha. And then, every corner. In the corner there are so many cobwebs. And dirt and birds go there also. So many things. But now, first sweeping with a broom, and then Harikatha in your heart from top to bottom. No space for anything else. Hearing and hearing continuously. Day and night. And chanting also. Afterwards, all the floor in the temple was full of water. And then what did they do? Then they opened the drain and everything went outside, washing outside also. So hearing, make everything clean. And then kirtan, coming out and outside everything is also clean. Then, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, with all of his devotees, they're taking, Mahaprabhu's telling them, now you get all the very fine little bits of dust. And he gave everyone a different area. Everyone had their place, their area. They had their seva to do. And everyone is collecting the small pieces of dust. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's going around and watching how they're cleaning. If anyone is not cleaning very nicely, then what will he do? Mahaprabhu's coming and seeing, oh, you've done so well. You're so expert, you should teach all the others. Mahaprabhu's saying like this. And then hearing this, they become ashamed, lowering their faces in shame. And then more enthusiasm is coming, and they're trying harder. So sometimes Gurudev is like this. Guru is like this, going around and seeing his disciples, what are you doing? And if they're not doing very well, yes, well done. You can teach the others. And making them become ashamed. Then they become more enthusiastic. Again, they're bringing more pots from the Indradrumna Sarovar. always chanting. What? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Oh, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna.
Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Oh, they're not speaking any prajalpa. Nothing at all. Only if anyone wants to say, give me that part. What are they saying? Not give me that part. Only saying, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Enthusiastically running backwards and forwards. There's so many crowds there that sometimes the pots hit each other and break and water's going everywhere. That time, if anyone has smashed someone else's pot, then you have to say sorry. Is it true? No, not saying sorry, only saying Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Giving a reply, oh, I don't mind, no problem. No, not saying don't mind. Saying what? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
What is the teaching? Everyone is so enthusiastic. They're very determined. They're not speaking anything, only Krishna Naam. Krishna Naam, Rupa, Guna and Lila. Only Harikatha. And running up and down with so much energy. Very energetic. In this way, Gundicha is being cleaned. In other words, if anyone wants to come through this stage, Anartha Nibriti, become free from Anarthas, then they will have to be very enthusiastic. Utsahat Nistayat Dharyat Tat Tat Karma Pravatanat. Sangat Tyagat Chato Vrite Sadhvi Bhakti Prasiddhiti. If you want your bhakti to be successful and perfect, then Utsahat, you have to be very enthusiastic. It's like riding a bicycle up a hill. If you're riding a bicycle up a hill, then what will you do? Oh, before you get to the hill, quickly! Very fast. So when you get to the hill, you go up easily. But if you approach the hill slowly, and then from the bottom of the hill, then you start to pedal. You cannot get anywhere quickly. You're out of breath, and then you fall over. Finished. So, if anyone wants to do bhakti, they have to be very enthusiastic. And then they can go quickly. And if someone, they're hearing, chanting, remembering, but not with absorption, and not with enthusiasm, then what will happen? Very, very slowly. And very hard labor. And also, not going anywhere fast. Like this. So enthusiastic, and absorbed, and so much energy. Hearing, chanting, remembering, serving. And not deviating. Not putting the mind into prajalpa. And going, watching TV and movies, and all so many bad things. Reading mundane literatures. And talking about, oh, what I did before I was a devotee, deadly disease. And all of these bad things, they should be, these are anarthas, they should go outside, washed outside by Harikatha coming in through the ears, and Harikatha coming out from the mouth, coming in, cleaning everything, and taking all bad things out. So enthusiasm should be there. So Mahaprabhu is going and seeing who is enthusiastic, and those who are not enthusiastic, he's chastising them. He's telling them, you all sweep up your area, and when you're finished, I want to see how much dust you've collected. And who has collected the least amount of dust will have to pay a fine. They'll have to pay a fine of cakes and sweet rice. distribute cakes and sweet rice to all the Vaishnavas. So everyone's enthusiastically cleaning, and Mahaprabhu's coming and looking. What is the meaning? What is Mahaprabhu saying? I will come and I will see how much you have collected. The meaning is, we have anatta, but we don't want to show anyone. Mahaprabhu said, you collect, afterwards you should show me. But we have collected so many anattas, but we don't want to show anyone, only hiding. I am chanting so much, I am reading so much, I am not attached to anyone or anything in this world. But what? Not chanting, not reading, not remembering, and many attachments, but not admitting it to any Vaishnav or to Gurudev. So Mahaprabhu is giving the teaching here. Oh, collect your anatta and go to any pure Vaishnav, to Sadguru, and open your heart there. Oh, this is my problem, this is my fault. And then, Gurudev will be... So, actually, we cannot hide anything from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sees everything. He's inside and out. So this is only our duplicity. Oh, Gurudev cannot see. Gurudev doesn't know. But he knows. He's waiting for us to become simple, to give up our duplicity. He's pleased by this, then he takes everything away. Otherwise, keeping these things in our heart, they are like a cancer and they will kill us. So all of our acharyas, by their kirtans, they're opening their hearts. Gopinath, Gopinath, Mama Nivedana. Please accept me as your das. I don't know how I'll become purified. I have no idea what is bhakti, and my mind is absorbed in jada karma. In this mundane world, I am only thinking of eating, sleeping, passing, and sense gratification. From morning to night, 24 hours a day, I never remember your lotus feet. And therefore, I am in this endless chain of birth and death and sorrows and suffering. It is very dark and frightening for me. I don't know how I'll be delivered from this. Oh Gopinath, everything is your maya. Nothing is mine. So please, help me, because I have no pure knowledge and my body is not in my control. My body is out of control. It does not behave properly. It does not follow any of my instructions. Just like now. Now is called Purushottam Vrata. In Purushottam Vrat, one is supposed to follow so many rules and regulations. But if we try to follow, what will happen? The body and mind will not cooperate. I have printed some article of Bhaktivinoda Thakur from Gurudev from Gaudiya Patrika. I have with me, I'll distribute at the end of the class. All rules and regulations for Purushottam Vrata. Then, I think at least for the last 2 weeks, or last 1 week of Purushottam Vrata, can try to follow some the regulations given by Sanatana Goswami and Hari Bhakti Vilas. It will be very helpful for everyone. So, saying my body is not under control, my mind is not under control, but please anyway, you give me a place at your lotus feet because I'm crying and crying. So like this, devotees should try to do sadhana bhajan, opening their heart, showing their dust. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Gurudev Vaishnavas are very pleased and they're taking away everything. So, these anartas, many varieties, and we should try to know them deeply and consider them. If we don't look and see what is our fault, then we'll not try to rectify ourselves. All brahmacharis, they're wearing a cloth around the neck, or sannyasis also, wearing uttari around the neck. What does this mean? To wear a cloth around the neck means I'm at fault. I have made a mistake. I have done wrong. I will try to rectify myself. So every day, putting on this kala vastra kitanjali hai ve jaha. Like this Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, I'm taking a cloth around my neck and I'm coming close to Vaishnavas and begging them, oh please, you give me discipline. You discipline me and purify me. I am at fault. I make so many mistakes from morning to night. I have to reform my character. This is called Atma Samsodhan, self-criticism. So, the Acharyas have written the explanation of our anartha, that which is covering our pure bhakti. So we should see it clearly and where it is present in our heart and try hard to overcome these things. Be enthusiastic in Gundicha Majan. Actually, all the devotees, they collected their dust. But it was seen that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pile of dust always bigger than everyone's pile of dust. Bigger than all put together. What does it mean? You should do something. Don't think I'll become a pure devotee when Krishna wills. It's in my astrology. When the astrological date comes, then I'll be a pure devotee. No. You have to make Sadadam Bam Hitwa Kururatim Apurava Matitara. Raghunath Das Goswami said, you must make very intense endeavors. But your own intense endeavors, what will come? Oh, you may get rid of a small pile this way. But Mahaprabhu, seeing your endeavor, will be very pleased. And he is personally cleaning so much more. So, anartha. First anartha is called Swarup Brahm. Philosophical misconceptions. I don't know Tattva Siddhanta. What is Jiva Tattva? Maya Tattva? Bhagavat Tattva? And Sadhan Sadhya Tattva? The Tattva, what is the goal and the process to attain the goal? Then, aparad. Four types of aparad. That is, nam aparad, seva aparad, aparad to the swarup of Krishna, and aparad to all living entities, even to trees and grass and ants. What to speak about the devotees? So Vaishnava aparad is included in nam aparad. It is the first one. Satam ninda, offending pure Vaishnavas, and disobeying your Gurudev. This is also including nam aparad, guru abhagya. So this is the second type of anatta in four types. Then asat, trishna. Trishna means being thirsty for asat, temporary things. We want enjoyment in this world. Otherwise, next category, enjoyment in heaven. Otherwise we want asta siddhi, navanidhi. Eight types of mystic powers or navanidhi. The nine jewels of Kuver. You don't know what these nine jewels of Kuver are. This is good. You cannot want them. So, better not explain this. Otherwise, a desire may come. Oh, now maybe very good. And last thing, desire for mukti, liberation. This is also asat, temporary. Desire for sayuja mukti. So, all these must be clean from the heart. Then, rida durbalya, weakness of heart. Weakness of heart comes in the form of tucha asakti. Attachment to petty and insignificant things. Then, pride. And enviousness of others. And fault finding. So these four things, these are called vidya durbalya. Seeing, finding fault in others. Enviousness means the inability to tolerate the excellence of another person. Anyone else is, looks very beautiful, or sings very sweetly, or very expert in this or that, and seeing it, then we feel a burning in our heart. This burning, this is called envy. The inability to tolerate the excellence of another being. So, all these types of weakness of heart are there, and they are burning us. And because of these anattas, Shuddha Bhakti is not coming. While all these anattas are there in a gross form, then Shuddha Bhakti will never come in the heart. Shuddha Nam will never come on the tongue. Realization will never come. So one should make a very serious endeavor to overcome these things. Then also, Utsahamayi, Ganatarla, Byudha Vikalpa, Niyamakshama, Vishai Sangara, and Tarangarangini. Six types of unsteady bhakti. These are also unwanted. They should be overcome. You all know this katha, and I'll not explain it in detail. Then, lie. What does lie mean? Laziness. Of all types of duplicity, prominent. Pradhan, prominent type of duplicity is laziness. So this laziness, sleeping too much, lounging around, spacing out, not using one's full energy, this is main duplicity actually. And the cure is what? Utsaha, enthusiasm. So first lie, laziness. Especially laziness is coming. Not when we're dancing in kirtan, not when we're walking on parikrama. Not when we're taking maha-prasad. No one falls asleep during maha-prasad. When is it coming? Time of chanting japa. Time of chanting Gayatri mantras. I see many devotees taking 3 hours to chant their Gayatri. And then when the prasadam bell rings? Otherwise, taking prasadam first and then. Don't chant Gayatri after prasadam. Don't take prasadam until Gayatri is done. Finish. This is offense to the mantra. So this laziness is coming at the time of remembering Krishna. Then we see, at that time when we sit down in one place and take our japa mala, that time we find out how much love we have for Krishna. Why? Abhinatvam nama namino. The name of Krishna and Krishna himself, they are saying. If anyone says, I love Krishna, but they don't love Krishna now, then they are bogus. How much we love Krishna now, this is how much we love Krishna. So how much we love Krishna, then we see that time when we sit in one place and begin to chant japa. That time we're becoming excited and so much taste, then it may be said that some love is coming. And if at that time the mind is wandering and sleepiness is coming, then where is bhakti? Very, very far away, on the other side of the ocean. Very far away. So, lie. Then, vikshep. Vikshep means interruption. Now we're chanting and remembering. But in our remembrance, some break is coming. Our remembrance is not steady. So this is called vikshep. Lie, vikshep, kasai. Kasai means the tendency, spontaneous tendency to become involved in anger and greed and lust. We're trying to be controlled and we're very cool and calm. But some situation comes and just then, automatically by our nature, we become angry, irritated. This is called kasai. And rasasvadan. Rasasvadan means even though we are chanting and remembering, our mind is persistently going towards tasting material sense gratification. It's called rasasvadan. Indifference. One, apratipadi. Apratipadi means he's giving up his attachment to so many things and controlling his mind and his remembering. But his mood is what? Indifferent. Indifference. Because he has no taste. So this indifference is called apratipadi. So these five things, they should also go. Then when four types of anartas, and four types, that means 16 types, and six types of unsteady bhakti, and these five types, when they're gone, then he's entering into madhyamarika. There may be some smell of some anartas, some small smell, like putishta, desire for name and fame, something. So, when all of these problems have gone, then he's entering into the realm of Shuddha Bhakti. So we should try to see, what is our fault? Where is our problem? And try to overcome this. And take advice from Guru and Vaishnavas, how to overcome all these things. What are the remedial measures? But especially, one remedial measure, that is called Guru Seva. By serving Gurudev, Niskapat Nishwata, without duplicity, without any ulterior motive, and without any selfishness, then all anartas, everything, can be destroyed. So this is the general meaning of the Ratyatra, the Gundicha Marjan. Then Mahaprabhu, he's taking his cloth and cleaning and wiping away. I explained the other day, even the smears. If you wash something with water, there's a smear there. So then you have to wipe it with something and remove the smear. That means that even up until the stage of bhav, there is some smell of anatta. And that should also go completely. Mukti bhukti spriya yavat pishati ridi vartate. As long as there's the slightest desire for liberation or any material desire at all, then the pleasure of prema bhakti, it cannot be realized. So it should be gone totally. And one should give his full attention, so much attention in this. So this is the general meaning of Gundicha Marjanam. Now, because I want to speak about Ratyatra, I want to tell something about the inner meaning of Gundicha Marjanam. Because then we can know something of the mood in which Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came before Lord Jagannath on the day of Ratyatra. This Ratyatra Katar is very high. And Mahaprabhu has manifested it to make a greed in the hearts of all the jivas of this world. He came, Radha Marga Bhakti Loke Krite Pracharan, to distribute Radha Marga, spontaneous bhakti, in this world. But for this, who is qualified? He saw, oh, look, now Kali Yuga has come. And all are like the dregs. Only the dregs are left. In Satyayug, Tretyayug, Dwapayug, everyone was doing so many things. And they have gone. They have been liberated. And now, only low class, useless, Vana Sankar, everywhere. Born from lust only. You have no qualifications. How will they? I want to give them this gift, but how will they take it? Okay, I'm coming in the world, and I will make one pastime so powerful. Oh, everyone will be inspired. Everyone's mind will be changed. Everyone, they'll drop what they're doing and run after this sweet nectar I want to give. Just like if you have wood which is wet, it's very hard to light a fire with a wet wood. If you rub the sticks together, rubbing, nothing happening. What can I do? How can I light? All this wood is wet, I can't make any fire. Okay, so then he came with some ghee, some petrol, and by this lila, and he can set fire in the hearts of all jivas, even sinful, fallen, and nonsense. Those are attached. He's showing them something of what is the sweet love of Vrindavan. And on seeing this, they'll leave everything and run. Mahaprabhu saying, Vrajira Nirmalarag Shuni Bhaktagan Raga Maraga Bhaji Jaino Chadi Dharma Karma. Oh, I am coming in this world and doing some pastimes. If anyone will hear, what is this Vrajira Nirmalarag? The spotless love and deep attachments of the residents of Vrindavan, when they hear this thing, oh, they'll give up their karmas, they'll give up their dharmas, they'll leave everything, and they'll start to worship me on the path of Raghunuga Bhakti. Why? What is qualification for Raghunuga Bhakti? What is qualification? Girdhari? Oh, greed. Only qualification is greed. So Rupa Goswami Pada in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu there is saying that Ragatmikam Nishta Jay Vrajabasi Janadayaha Tesham Bhava Pyate Lubdho Bhavetta Tradikaravan. That if a person he becomes Lubdha, that means obsessed. Obsessed with the mood that the residents of Vrindavan have, how they love Krishna, and he becomes obsessed with that, then he's qualified for Raghunuga Bhakti. So Mahaprabhu is thinking, by this pastime, I will show what kind of love the gopis of Vrindavan, what kind of love Radharani has for me. No one can understand, but through this pastime I'm showing this thing. And if anyone will hear this, then what will happen? They'll become obsessed. Completely obsessed. It will consume their soul and their mind from top to bottom, day and night. And this is like a greed. This is greed. This is Krishna Bhakti Rasa Bhavitamati. This is Krishna consciousness. Only coming every day and seeing the deity, chanting around, taking prasadam and going to sleep. This is bhakti? No, this is religion. This is only dharma. Kanishtha Adhikari, not doing Shuddha Bhakti. What is he doing? Religion. It's only religion. Christian religion, Muslim religion, Buddhist religion, and also Hindu religion. What is bhakti? Bhakti is consuming your heart completely. Changing your life. You're forgetting everything else. And wanting this and nothing else. This is what we have come for. This is called bhakti. Anupuyena Krishna Shiram Bhakti Uttama. The continuous, unbroken, uninterrupted cultivation of all endeavors of body, mind, words and moods, everything. Bhaktiyatra Lila on, I'm telling something about the internal mood of the Gundicha Marjana. So, in the morning time, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, hey Swarup Damodara, Roy Ramananda, oh Rupa, see Rupa, that is our Rupa Goswami. Today, we're going to clean Gundicha. So that time, all the devotees became very excited. Why? Any pure Vaishnava is doing anything. None of these activities are ordinary. Never. In Yog Vishish, in Advaitavadi Shastra, there's one verse, Sanatana Goswami Pad is quoting, in his very Bhagavatamrita commentary. Sada sastabhigantavya, yadyapya parishantina, yariswara katashtesham, upadeshaya bhavantite. If there's a sadhu, any pure devotee, great personality, try to be with them. Always try to be with them. Listen to their instructions, and you'll learn so many things. And even if they don't say a word, even if they don't give you any instructions, then still they'll teach you so many things. And even if they talk prajalpa, any mundane person comes, how are you? How is your family? Is your dog still sick? Like this. Anyway, watch and listen. And you'll learn so many things. Why? All of their activities are transcendental. So all the devotees of Mahaprabhu, they know this fact. So when Mahaprabhu said, now I'm going to clean the temple, everyone, all his intimate associates, they're looking towards him and watching him. So Mahaprabhu was coming there, and all the time, anytime Mahaprabhu is dancing, or when he's there and when he's cleaning, all eyes are on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu, when he's dancing, Ratiyati is looking at Jagannath Dev, but the devotees are looking at who? Mahaprabhu. Why? This is called Sajataya Ashare Snigde, Sadhu Sangha Sato Bare. Associating with any sadhu, watch carefully everything. Especially when they're speaking Harikatha. They're saying one thing or another thing, it may be. But their meanings are many levels and very, very deep. And it may be they give some indication only by one eyebrow, one expression, one glance. One small motion of their body or face. And by this they're giving indication to anyone. Telling a secret meaning. So in the same way, all the devotees, like Swarup Damodara, Roy Ramananda, and especially Rupa Goswami, they're looking at Mahaprabhu, how he's cleaning. With his cloth, how he's crying. And watching him, and many moods are coming in their heart. This is called Bhajan Chaturja. Everywhere in Shastra it's written that Bhav Bhakti is very hard to attain. It's called Sudralabha, very rarely attained. Why? Why is it that devotees, after doing sadhana for many, many years, they don't come in the stage of Bhav? Because without Bhajan Chaturja, that means cleverness, trickiness, cunning, in Bhajan, this Bhav Bhakti is never attained. So here from Rupa Goswami Pad, we're learning something. What is Bhajan Chaturja? Watching pure Guru and Vaishnavas when they're speaking Harikatha and seeing an emotional expression, and from this taking some clues. Who's chanting so much? Serving their Gurudev, they can know these things. So, here, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he told, I heard that my beloved is coming from Dwarka. He's going to Kurukshetra for Surya Grahan. Not outwardly, he told, by heart. By seeing on the outside, Rupa Goswami Pad, Swarup Damodara, they can understand what he's feeling. Inside, he's thinking, I am Srimati Radharani. And the news came that, oh, now the Surya Grahan is coming, solar eclipse. So this is considered to be an inauspicious time. So at this inauspicious time, all Vaishnavas, What do? They go to a holy place. They take baths. And during that time, they do Harinam Sankirtan, very loud Harinam Sankirtanam. And giving charity. And perform so many activities. And in this way, this inauspicious time is transformed into an auspicious time. And those who don't protect themselves by taking shelter of Harinam at the inauspicious time, many, many sins and evil influences will act upon them in their life. So, not only Krishna, but all the kings of the whole world, all the emperors and kings of the whole world are coming to Kurukshetra. And Krishna and his dynasty are also coming there. But very soon, I know, Krishna will come here in only a few days. But just see, what is the condition of Vrindavan? Kushuma chojiya oli chiti kare lodata Kushuma chojiya oli from Krishna. Oh, the trees, oh, they look like they are sick and hanging down and crying. Or even the bumblebees, they're not humming anymore and collecting honey from the flowers. The bumblebees are rolling on the ground and crying in separation from Krishna. So Radharani is thinking, how can Krishna come here? If he comes here, how will he be happy? Oh, we should decorate one kunj. So then, Radharani, with all in the mood, Mahaprabhu, he's decorating his associates and giving brooms and saying everyone should clean. Oh, in Radharani's mood, calling all her sakis, he said, now we should clean this kunj. And cleaning and crying so much. Why is he crying? This is a Asha Vanda, very high hope. Surely Krishna is coming now. We read in Chaitanya Charitamrita, in the Gambhira, again and again, it's awakened in Mahaprabhu's heart, that very fatal moment when Krishna got on the chariot and left with Akura. This time is awakening in his heart again and again. Just like in Jagadharma, we see how Vijay Kumar came on the beach and he saw the ocean here in Puri. And seeing this ocean, many feelings were awakened. He thought, oh, this ocean is like the endless ocean of gopi praying. And in this, and these waves in the ocean, like sanctuary bhavas, rising and falling, again and again. How many times? Once or twice? Always. Day and night, never stopping. So we were in Puri, and the sound of the crashing of the waves. Oh, this is the sound of the gopis of Vrindavan, of their hearts breaking again and again. In this world, anyone's heart may be broken once or twice. And then they give up that person. But gopis' love is pure. Savata donsa rahita satipi donsa karine tad bhava bandana juna sa prema parikirtitaha. What is love? Love means when all the causes for love to be broken are present. But this bondage of emotion is so strong, it is never broken. So again and again, they're remembering Krishna and their hearts are breaking. Many sanctuary bhavas coming, one after another, endlessly. For how long? Many, many years. For years and years. When Krishna's chariot was pulling away, at that time, Radharani, she did not see the chariot pulling away, or she fainted and fell to the ground, unconscious. That time, those sakis who were Pragalba, Pragalba means very bold, they came around the chariot of Krishna. But Krishna was not looking back, but he told to one, he gave a message. Ayasiyati Dautukai. Krishna was not looking back, why? Because if you will see the condition that they are in, he cannot leave. So he said, I cannot look back. If I look back, I'll not be able to go. means controlled. Prayasi Vasibhut. He's controlled by his beloveds. He cannot check himself. So then he's telling one gopi, Ayasyeti Dabute. He's giving this message. I'm coming back the day after tomorrow. Definitely I'm coming back the day after tomorrow. Why? This message is for Radharani. He knows, oh, this gopi will go and take this message to Srimati Radhika. So by speaking this message, by these words, Ayasya Iti Dautukai, then Krishna created one Sakhi. Her name is Asha Sakhi. Ash means hope. He made one Sakhi, Asha Sakhi, and sent this message, this Sakhi, to Radharani, and told her, you stay with my Radharani day and night. Why? To keep her alive. Because Srimati Radhika, in separation from Krishna, she cannot live. She's in a dying condition. What is her mood? Mohanakya Mahabhav. It is so powerful. Rupa Goswami Pad's writing in Ujjala Nilamani. Swabhutarapi tat Trishna Mrityu Sangha. That Sangha Mrityu Pravashavaha. In this mood of Mohan Bhav, that time Radharani is thinking, oh, my life is useless, I cannot serve Krishna. Oh, now I have, then the inspiration comes. I know how I can serve him. If I can just give up this body, then the fire in my body will mix with the totality of fire in the sun. And in the morning, when Krishna wakes up and takes a mirror and looks at his face, at that time, the fire from my body will shine on his mirror and you'll be able to see his face and smile, and in this way I will serve Krishna. So I want to die. Oh, if I will die, then the air in my body will mix with the totality of air. And when the breeze is blowing, that breeze will touch the body of Krishna and refresh him. And this way I can serve him. I want to die. The earth in my body will mix with the totality of earth and become dust underneath his feet. If one day he will come back to Nandagaon, oh, then my body will be dust in the courtyard of Nandagaon and be very soft underneath his feet. And the water in my body will mix with Pavan Sarovar and he will take bath there and I will clean his body. So in this way, Radharani is willing. Oh, I should die, I should die, I should die. And in this way, the elements in my body can serve Krishna. Because without serving Krishna, my life is useless. In this mood, Mahaprabhu is crying. Na prema gando stidura pameharo prandami soba. Radharani is saying, I have no love for Krishna. Why are you saying you have no love? You are crying all the time. No, I have no love. Why? Because I am only showing off. I am crying, this is only to show others. Really have no love. Because I know a fish loves water. Because if a fish is taken out of water, the fish will die. But I am not seeing the face of Krishna. I am not serving him. So being unable to serve him and give him any happiness and pleasure, why am I living? So I should die at once. At that time, Radharani, she's willing her own death. Lying on the ground, all her Sakhis think, they're praying to her, oh Sakhi, don't die, please don't die. In Hamsadut, Rupa Goswami wrote one verse there. At that time, one crow is flying in the sky. And Radharani seeing that crow, she called, hey crow, come here. Are you going to Mathura? Yes? Very good. You should go to Mathura. I'm sending one message to Mathuranath, the king of Mathura. I knew one person. His name was Brajendranandan. He was a cowherd boy, grazing cows, milking cows, walking in the forest with no shoes. But now he became great. His name is Mathuranath. He is the king of Mathura. Now, I'm thinking, before he did not wear any shoes, but now even his servant has a golden chariot. You know, Uddhav? Uddhav came to Vrindavan on a golden chariot. Before he had no shoes, but now even his servant rides around in a golden chariot. So he's very great. So that Mathurana, I have a message for him. What is that? You tell him, if there's a fire in a house, what is the first duty of the owner of the house? First duty is, they should release the pashu, the domestic animals like cows. Cows are staying there and they are tied. So humans can leave, but the animals, what can they do? They are tied and the door is bolted. Any cow cannot open a locked door. So the owner of the house, first thing, should untie and unbolt the door. And let them go outside, otherwise they will burn. So you give this message to Mathurana. What is the meaning? Oh, my body is like one house. And that house is on fire now. That is the fire of separation from Krishna. And the domestic animal, that is my pran pashu. If the house is on fire, then the animals are there. They are terrified inside. They're afraid and trying to get out, but they cannot get out. Why? There's a bolt in the door. So my prana is trying to get out. My life is trying to leave, but my life will not leave. Why? There's a bolt in the door. So you tell Mathurana, he should do his duty, that is, take out that bolt. What is that bolt? His promise. I say Tidautukai. I'm coming back the day after tomorrow. 1 day passed, 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, many, many days passed. But Purnamasi Devi told us, oh Gopis, oh Radhika, Krishna is Satyavadi. He speaks true. His words are true. So if he said he's coming back, he's surely coming back. So we believe in this. We believe in the words of Krishna. Not because we believe in Krishna, but because Purnamasi told us to believe in him. Purnamasi is true. Krishna's, he's a liar, I know. But Purnamasi gave us this faith. So Krishna, he should take off this bolt. He should send a message. He should tell us in no uncertain terms, for definite. Look, I'm sorry, I changed my mind, I'm not coming back. Then my soul can leave. Otherwise, like an animal, trapped inside my body and afraid and burning, and trembling all the time, yet I cannot die. So at that time, when Radharani is about to die, then, oh, Asha Saki, this desire, Asha Bandha, this hope that Krishna must come, is coming and whispering in her ear, oh Saki, don't die, don't die, Krishna's coming, Krishna's coming, just now he's coming. So in this way, many, many years, Radharani is maintaining her life, somehow or other. Krishna's saying, Atikritschen Traina. Somehow or other, I don't know how the gopis of Vrindavan are staying alive. It's very hard for them, but they're doing this just for me. Many, many years. So sadhak being in this world should try to do bhajan like this. We're chanting Harina. This name is Krishna. If anyone will chant Krishna's name purely, Krishna will come in their heart and accept their service. Krishna's promised. You engage your mind in thinking of me, and you will come to me, definitely. So the devotee is always remembering the promise of Krishna, and chanting his name, and thinking today Krishna will come. Today Krishna must come. So following the moods of Radharani and the gopis of Vrindavan, we should chant Harinam like this, with Ashabandha. This is the symptom that Bhav is coming. Shanta Abhyata Kalatvam Virakti Mana Shunyata Asha Bandha Sumutkante. The unbreakable hope, Krishna is coming just now. Definitely, he will be kind to me. So, Mahaprabhu is tasting all these moods were in Gambhira every day. But can you think? We cannot imagine what kind of love this is. When Radha Kunj. And in that same mood, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's crying and cleaning a gundicha. First washing with water, and then washing with water, oh, then some smears will come. Smears will come. And then to remove the smears, then what is needed? Outwardly, Mahaprabhu is taking his cloth. And Rupa Goswami, he's also there and watching all the expressions on Mahaprabhu's face and realizing so many things. How Manjaris are removing smears? Raghunathas Goswami is saying, Pranalin Kilala Bahubira Vishamshalya Madura Muda Samarjasya Vivritta Katabrinda Priyataya Kadabaya Gharam Param Varam Parimalam Dutta Nivahai Vidasete Devi Pati Dinamaho Vasitamaho. When is that day coming? When I'm taking so much sweet, fresh, fragrant, cooling water and washing everywhere, washing the kunj. And then sweeping everything and washing and making everything clean and fragrant and bringing the incense also and making it fresh and aromatic. And then, oh, there are some smears. What am I doing? Raghunath Das Goswami is saying, oh, in a mood like Rati Manjari, I'm undoing my hair. I'm cleaning with my hair, like this. So in this way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, absorbed in Mood of Radharani, Rupa Goswami absorbed in Rupa Manjari, Swarup Damodar absorbed in the Mood of Lalita Sakhi, Ramanandra like Vishaka Sakhi. And their hope was so high, but now their hope is so much higher. And they're thinking, yes, now surely Krishna will come. Just now, he's coming. In this way, they're cleaning, and they're chanting. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, everywhere, it's written that all the devotees are chanting, Krishna, 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 Krishna Nam. Why? Oh, hiding their mood. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he's chanting Krishna, this is okay. But other devotees, they're hiding their moods. Inside, outwardly chanting Krishna, but inwardly, what are they chanting? Radhe, 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 Jai 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 Sri Radhe. Radhe, Radhe, Radhe. Krishna. for the first time after many years. And Chris is talking to Radharani, but she has no sense. Hey, do you remember me? No answer. And Krishna's seeing Radharani all covered in dust. And this dust is from where? Not from Kurukshetra. From Vrindavan. And seeing this, Krishna himself, he begins to cry. So all these things, or they're hidden in the pages of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. So now we are coming to Rath Yatra. Maybe I should stop now and tell Rath Yatra tomorrow. When the Gundicha Martin was complete, then there was a festival called Netrotsav. And the following day, Rath Yatra began. So how Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came before Jagannath Day, and what feeling is in his heart? In this, all samadhi, all ingredients are there. How to have a very thick bhav, like gopis of Vrindavan. But the gopis of Vrindavan love Krishna, but how? What ingredients are in their love? All the ingredients with which the emotions with which the gopis love Krishna. This is the meaning of our mantra, our Gopal mantra. Following this mood and chanting Harinam with this relation in Gopal mantra. This is our Ragamari. So I think now, very late, almost 12 o'clock, there will have to be aarti for the deities. So either tomorrow, otherwise, I think there's program all day tomorrow. And then the next day also rest day. So the next day, you can come if you want. I will also come here at 9:30. At 9:30. So, what mood we have discussed today? What is this? Asha Bandar. Bondage of high hope. Now coming to the highest level of all. Keep this mood in your heart and bring it with you the day after tomorrow, 9:30 here. And from there, otherwise, no, there can be no idea what is Rath Yatra, actually. This is only the platform. How to start understanding. What Mahaprabhu is saying, feeling, speaking. In the presence of Jagannath Dev. Very beautiful. Mahaprabhu is coming before Jagannath Dev. What mood is this? What mood? No, what mood? What name of this mood? Achha. Separation mood. No, not separation mood. Some riddhiman sambhog. Meeting mood. One mood is called Samridhiman Sambhog. So what mood is this? How is it? How it comes about? Very, very beautiful. And many mysteries, deep mysteries of Yoga Maya. I want to explain some verses of Chaitanya Charitamrita tomorrow, along with their commentary. Srila Gurudev has written some commentary on these verses in Hindi. And also Jiva Goswami has given some commentary on these verses. And also Vishwacharya Thakur and others. So taking some essence from so many commentaries, I'll try to explain this thing tomorrow. Gurudev, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Nityananda Prabhu, they will sprinkle their mercy on me. I'll try to tell something either tomorrow or the day after tomorrow. Go Premanande. Sri Jagannath Dev ki jai. Sri Purushottam Kartaji ki jai. Sri Purushottam Vrat ki jai. Sri Purushottam Vrat Phalan Kare Bhakta Vrinda ki jai. Sri Gundicha Marjan ki jai. Ananta Koti Vaishna Vrinda ki jai. Gau Premanande. Kirtan? After Harikatha, always there should be some Kirtan. What thing? So that we can be absorbing this Harikatha and pray that the Naam may shine a little light in our hearts, that what we have came in the ears may come to you also. So we'll do some Kirtan. Jai Radha Ramana Hari Govinda Jai Jai Radha.
So, the Astakali Lila Mahaprabhu, it has been described by Rupa Goswami, Vishnu Chaitanya Thakur and others. Where? In Navadvip. Is there any Astakali Lila Mahaprabhu in Puri?
No.
In Navadvip, Sati Mata and Jagannath Mishra, there is mother and father. And in Vrindavan, mother and father, there, Nanda Baba and Yashodama. Has Sati Mata and Jagannath Mishra ever come to Puri?
No.
Never. So, no Vatsayamu. So, if there's no Sakiras, no Vatsayamu, then these things here in Puri, how would there be Madhurya? Why? Because all these moods, they are the nourishment of Madhurya. Without these moods, Madhurya also will not be nourished fully. So in this way, there are many Siddhantas. Gurudev told some tonight, some he told before.
So as you were saying, with the Vastu, so could it not be explained in Jagannath Puri that it has that speciality of being able to have that Shakti of Vrindavan?
No. One
in the sense that all the leaders of Mathura, and Gopi,
there's some speciality in this verse. You should bring the verse and you'll see, and also the context. You cannot. I know that this katha has also been told in Bhagavatamrita.
Yeah.
Jagannath told the Gopkumar, everything that you want to see is here in Puri.
Yeah, Bhagavatamrita, also Vaishnava.
Yeah. So why Gopkumar left Puri and went to Vrindavan when his realization was mature? Narad Rishi also told so many things to the Gopkumar, but Narad Rishi is a cheetah. So taking one verse from Shastra is not the conclusion. You have to do Shastra Sangati. To reconcile, first you give your Vishay, that's your subject, and then your Sangshay, then your doubt, then your Purvapaksha, you make your opposing argument strong with so many quotations, but then you have to do Shastra Sangati. So one verse is like the verse in the Brahma Bhivata Purana, in sannyas, in Kali Yuga, no sannyas, but this has some special meaning. So in the same way, this also has special meaning. Actually, even in the Vrindavan, in this world, in Prakat Vrindavan, all the pastimes are not manifest in Prakat Vrindavan, which are there in Golok, they're not manifest. So how will it be in this Puri? Manifest. All of our acharyas have said Navadvip and Vrindavan is abhinna, but we don't see here. It may be that by following Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mood you can realize something, but Mahaprabhu's mood in Puri, not Madan Bhav, only up to Mohan. So how will you see everything here? So when he says all leelas of Gokul and everything, or this all, or it may mean all the leelas as far as common people are concerned, but not all. Not all completely. This is quite impossible. Because no madan mood has not been expressed here.
No madan in Puri.
No, this is separation mood. Radhikana Bhava Jaitai Udhama Darshane. This is naimitic leela of Mahaprabhu. How will it be that his naimitic leela will be higher than his nitya leela? Then his nitya, he would be a sannyasi in his nitya leela. Is it correct? Why Raghunath Das Goswami, when he wanted to kill himself jumping from Govardhan, why didn't he just kill himself here in Chatak Parvat? Chatak Parvat is not Govardhan. The ocean is not Yamuna. This is only Mahaprabhu's mood. Where is Nanda Baba here? In Navadvip there are 12 buns, 12 forests. Where are the 12 forests here? Can you show me? Is it written anything? Where in Shastra? Maruvan, Niduvan, Sevakunj, all places, where are they? But Navadvip, it's written.
It's
everywhere.
Rasanandadvip,
this place.
Where's the 12 bands?
Moda Dromadvip is Bandirao.
12 bands, it's Puri, where?
Radhishwar,
where's the 12 bands?
Ritudvip is
Radhavan, Madhuvan, where in Jagannath Puri, where? Yeah.
Like you said, you're starting war and everybody is missing.
Huh?
What? Pretty much the same. This is.
Yes, Sadak, not Siddha. Who is higher, Sadak or Siddha?
They are Siddhadams.
Yes.
And because Mahaprabhu could not be taught this separation, Radhika, Krishna could not be taught this separation mood. In Vrindavan.
You got it already?
No, I'm going
already. Okay, go
on. Vrindavan or Navadvip, because that is...
No. You don't understand something.
Something I've not understood.
Yeah, there's something you've not understood. What have you not understood? That is that Madan includes all moods. Everything from Shraddha, Nishtha Ruchi, Sakti Bhav, Snehman, Pranarag, up to Modan and Mohan, everything is in Madan. So when Radhika is doing her madan mood and only coming in the meeting time, what she's feeling is called Swasambhadya Dasha.
Can we all sit down so we can all hear this?
Yeah.
Bring a mic.
Radhika, what is the symptom of Mahabha?
His Vishnu Swami Uttara Nilamani, there he explains that
in Uttara Nilamani, Srila Rupa Goswami Pad, he's explaining what is Mahabhav there. So he's telling that
maybe only goes to
maybe better. So in Uttara Nilamani, Rupa Goswami Pad is explaining the symptoms of the Mahabhav. What are they? That is called Anuraga Swasambhedya Dasha Prapa Prakashitaha Yabhadashvaya Britishchet Bhava Ityabhidiyate. This is the definition of Mahabhav. In this Mahabhav, three ingredients, Prakashita. That means the Dumayata, Dwalita, Dipt, and Udipt and Sudipt. Sudipt Bhav is called Prakashita, that's called Sudipt Bhav. Then Yavadashvaya Briti. Yavadai Brishi means the mood inside Radharani is reflecting and changing everyone. How? When Radharani becomes all twisted up in man, all the trees, they twist out of shape. When Radharani is burning in separation, the ground which is soft and wet becomes dry and cracks in the ground. Lakes evaporate even from her separation mood. Like this. All are feeling, what she's feeling is coming out, but not everything. According to their eligibility. Everything's coming out in who? Those have Bhavu Lasarati, that means Manjuris. They're only feeling everything. So this, the mood, is called Swasambhedya Dasha. Who is experiencing, they can experience, others cannot experience.
Because it goes everywhere.
Mahabhu never used any mic. I'm using the mic so that you cannot hear. Then, so Swasambhedya Dasha means no one can know. So when Radharani is meeting with Krishna in Vrindavani in madan mood, then that time what she's feeling no one knows. In madan, meeting and separation. At the time of separation there's a feeling, I am Radharani separated from Krishna. And at the time of meeting there's a feeling, I am Radharani meeting with Krishna. But at the time of madan, there's no idea, am I meeting or am I separated? And it's coming like endless waves, meeting and separation, endless waves, like this. That means separation in meeting, and in that separation in meeting, meeting. So meeting in separation, in meeting, in separation, in meeting, in separation, like endless waves. And Radharani is lost in this love. This is called Madan Bhav. So from the outside, we cannot see. Radharani smiling, embracing Krishna, so many things. But what she's feeling, you cannot see outside. Yeah? Now, included in this madan mood is one, Mohan is also included there. Mohan mood. But what she's feeling in this mohan mood, like yugayitam nimeshena chakshusha pravishayitam, one moment is like millions and millions of years. What she's experiencing in those millions of years, who knows? No one knows. So in her heart, she has a feeling, sometimes Krishna is left. In the Nitya Lila, Krishna is left. He's not left, but he has a feeling, oh, Akura came and took him away. On the outside, Radha Krishna eternally meeting in the Nitya Lila. Akura is not coming and taking Krishna away. But many feelings coming Radharani's heart that no one can see. When Krishna comes in this world with his parikas, so many pastimes which are not there. No, they are there. But you cannot see them. They manifest themselves outwardly in this world so that we can learn what is love. Why Gurudev made this point tonight? If Krishna's massaging Radharani's feet, what is this? Lust. Looks like lust. It looks like lust. But when Uddhav saw Radharani crying in Uddhav Kyari, can it look like lust? No, Krishna's very far away. And Radharani's love is not broken though he's very far away and she's crying and crying. So this looks like love to the common people. So the meeting moods, ordinary people cannot understand. But separation moods, they can understand. So therefore, Uddhav, when he saw Radharani crying in Uddhav Keri, that time Radharani was in pain, rolling on the ground, going mad. Uddhav's heart was breaking and breaking, and a doubt came in his mind. A very terrible doubt came. What was that doubt? Oh Krishna, why did you leave Radharani? Before this idea never came, but now he's in Vrindavan and seeing how much pain she's feeling. And Uddhav doesn't know this is one ecstatic mood. He doesn't know. He's saying, why did you leave Radharani? And then he heard a voice from the sky. He couldn't see where it was coming from, but it was Krishna's voice. He said, oh Uddhav, don't have any doubt. I never leave Radharani. Then Uddhav looked and he saw Radha and Krishna were there meeting. Laughing, joking, nice pastimes, Krishna's decorating Radharani. Oh, Krishna's here. And he wanted to give Dandavat pranam and touch his feet. So in Uddhav, he fell down on the ground like this to give his pranam to Krishna. Why? He has Aishwarya mood. And he gave his pranam. And then when he got up from giving his pranam, Krishna's gone, Radharani again crying. Madhupa kitava bandhu maspashangrim sapatya. Like this. And going mad, driven mad, chitradrapa like this. Then Uddhav saw. Then Uddhav spoke this verse. Savatma bhava dikrito bhavatinam adoksaje. Virahena mahabhava mahanne nugaha kuchaha. Oh Srimati Radhika, oh gopis of Vrindavan, you are so fortunate, you have all moods and all love. No one is equal to you. And you are showing me this separation mood. Virahena mahabhaga, you are so lucky. And you have made me fortunate. Virahena mahabhaga, you made me fortunate by showing me this separation. Mahan me nugaha kritaha. This is only your mercy on me. Uddhav was astonished. He realized there's no separation. There is no separation. But you are showing me this. Why? This is your cause of mercy on me. You understand? So that's why tonight when Gurudev told me to tell some katha, I said that the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's leela, why is he doing this leela in Puri? Why? It's so powerful that by this leela, it can awaken the utkanta, anurag, the spontaneous love. Even a sinful person hearing his leela here, how there's so much separation. And so deep and astonishing that even a sinful person will be purified and it will light a fire in his heart. If you want to understand Braj leela, who can know it? Who can understand? Two things needed, utkanta and avesh, eagerness and absorption. Do you have absorption? Do you have eagerness? Or you remember Astakali Leela all day, your absorption and eagerness will never come. But you come here to Puri Dham and see the pastimes of Mahaprabhu. And then go inside his heart, what separation mood he's feeling, like that. And hearing this thing, oh then this utkanta. This utkanta, the greed to meet, is when? In separation. It's in the greed. So you need utkanta. But you don't have. So you hear this separation pastime. This is Utkanta Mayalila. And then it will bestow upon you this qualification. So therefore Gurudev explained tonight, why did we come to Puri Dham leaving Braj Mandal? Why? What is the purpose of this place? He said to mold the jivas in such a way that they will have eagerness to go towards Radha and Krishna. Why is Jagannath here? Why are we coming to see Jagannath? He is not our Ishtadev. Why? Because Mahaprabhu's did pastimes with Jagannath. Why? To mold the jivas, their inclination towards Mahaprabhu. Ultimately, in Navadvip. Like this. So this is why we're here. And why it's very important. Raghunath Das Goswami, when he was a small boy, he never saw Mahaprabhu doing his Astakali Leela in Navadvip. He met Mahaprabhu first time when Mahaprabhu was sannyasi. 3 days after taking sannyas, by trick Nityananda Prabhu brought him to Shantipur. Raghunath Das Goswami met him there. Then Raghunath Das Goswami, first seeing him like a sannyasi, came to Puri. And in Puri, his greed, up, 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 and up, and up, up, going higher and higher. And when his greed was mature, Mahaprabhu sent him to Vrindavan. So Puri is what place? The place which makes us qualified and makes our greed high. Then we come to Vrindavan. And being in Vrindavan, there, oh, Radha and Krishna's highest mood, Prem Vilas Bhivata, in meeting. How much meeting? They're meeting so much that they become one in the form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and come back to Navadvip.
So you explained that
in Divya Mad, actually Radha and Krishna, they were together. Uddhava, he saw that Radha and Krishna were together.
No, when he's seeing Divya Mad, Divya Mad's only in separation. So Divya Mad is a display of Jogamaya to Uddhav, to give mercy to him, not to him, through him to the whole world.
So Divya Mad is a display of Jogamaya. So at that point where Radha and Krishna were together, what was her state of consciousness?
Oh,
is it Mohan, Modan, Madan?
The
Radha and Krishna together.
Or it may be any mood, but it can be up to Madan because they're together.
Up to Madan.
In meeting, Madan is there. Here, Jiva Goswami Pad.
Apparently Mohan.
No, not Mohan at all.
Apparently.
No, because understand. No. Uddhav was seeing the Prakat Leela. Uddhav was watching Prakat Leela, Radharani in separation, and speaking with the bumblebee. Eh? Mm. Prakat Leela. Mm? So, he had a vision of Golok in Gokul. Mm-hmm. He saw that he had a vision by Radharani's mercy, and Yogamaya and Krishna's mercy. He saw the Nitya Leela. He was in Uddhav's in Prakat Leela. Mm-hmm. That is Naimittika and Prakat Leela. And he came to Vrindavan, he's seeing that. But being absorbed in that, he had a glimpse of Nitya Leela. Mm-hmm. Nitya Leela is always going on in Vrindavan, but it's aprakat. Mm-hmm. And when Krishna comes in this world, the Leela which is manifest is called Prakat Leela. But those whose bhakti is not mature, they'll differentiate between the two. But those whose bhakti is mature, they see the aprakat lila in the prakat. In the prakat dham, they go and see aprakat lila there. Hmm? So Uddhav, he had a vision for a moment of the aprakat lila while he was in the prakat lila. You understand? No.
So
hear the tape again and again.
What was aprakat then?
Radha Krishna's Astakaliya Leela, Nitya Leela, where they're always meeting, yeah, is the aprakat Leela, it's always going on, unmanifest. Hmm? And Krishna, when he comes to Vrindavan and leaves and then comes back again, this is his Prakat Leela that everyone could see. So Uddhav was a parikar taking part in what Leela? In the Prakat Leela, where there's Gamanagaman, coming and going. Yeah? So being in that Prakat Leela, then for a moment he saw the Prakat Leela, and then he realized there's no such thing as separation. Huh? The meeting is always going on. Mm-hmm. And therefore, you have shown me this, that is your mercy on me. And then he said this verse, Sarvatma bhavo dikritaha bhavatinam adoksajay mahan me virahena mahabhara maham me nugaha kritaha. This? Not easy to understand if we hear it 10, 20 times and chant more and more. Hmm? How many rounds have you chanted today? 24. Hmm? So increase to 64, then there's some chance, only some chance. Hmm? 64 first. Hmm? This is why today I told Gundicha some idea. Not in full, Gurudev gave me only 20 minutes.
The Puri Lila is not Nitya Leela, it's Naimittika Leela.
Naimittika Leela,
right?
Yes.
I wonder why is it then said that in Golok there is a part which is called Shvetadvip, which also consists of the three parts, which is Navadvip, Puridham, and Godavari.
Mm-hmm.
So why is it then?
Oh, it is said. Where is it said?
I heard from Gurudev directly. He said it once.
No. Never. I also heard from Gurudev. We should know that the Shweta Dweep, there is Nitya Navadweep Dham, and all Leela is going on. Could have explained today, if something is not in that world, then how can it come here? Hmm? So that means the Godavari Leela and the Navadweep Leela, it must be there.
And Puri Dham also.
Puri Navadweep is there. Puri, Godavari, everything is there. But how? In form of bhav, in a mood. So that mood is one prakost, that is one dimension or section. But what is going on in that Shweta Dweep Dham, in the apricot Leela, that is Nitya Leela. And what may be in the prakosts, which are present in the form of moods, yeah? All the Naimittic Leela is also there. Huh? Don't think that Nitya Leela is there, Naimittic Leela is here. This is the defect in this conception that you're presenting. Don't think the Nitya Leela is there and Naimittic Leela is here. Nitya Leela is there and Naimittic Leela is also there. But just because the Naimittic Leela is eternally present there in some prakost doesn't make it the Nitya Leela. You understand? Mm-hmm. You understand? Is it clear?
So when Gurudev says that Shweta Dweep consists of these three parts, he means that the Puri and the Godavari exists in the form of a conceptional, but not in a really manifested form.
Yes, yes. There Nitya Leela is going on. But Naimittic Leela is also there. And this Naimittic Leela is in different prakos according to bhavs, and it manifests its form here. Hmm? Just like I gave you an example, it said Krishna never leaves Vrindavan. Mm-hmm. But in a mood, Krishna can leave. In Radharani's mood, Krishna can leave. That mood's coming in this world. Mahaprabhu never leaves Navadvip, but in a mood he can leave. That mood has a stool murti here. Mm? That means a gross tangible form here.
Mm? Slightly, there is no Kamsa in Nitya Dham, but here we have a manifested Kamsa, and they exist in a form of conception.
Yes. There, here gopis have husbands. Mm? But there are no husbands of the gopis there in the Nitya Dham. But they're there in a conception. So what are these husbands here? These husbands is a stool vigraha. That means tangible form of their bar from that world. Because nothing can be here unless it's there.
What's the meaning of the term Aishvarya Madhurya Yuga Milan Sri Jagannath? What is the meaning?
Aishvarya Madhurya Yuga
Milan. The same thing as Jagannath. According to your mood, let him speak.
What does Aishwarya mean?
Opulence.
Wrong. What does Aishwarya mean?
Superhuman activities.
Reverence.
Something with
something which cannot be performed by any human being.
Mm. When Krishna performs an activity which surpasses the capability of any human being or demigod, this is called the manifestation of Aishwarya. What does Aishwarya Bhav mean? What does Aishwarya Bhav mean?
He's worshipping Krishna in his majestic aspects, where he manifests his superhuman activities and lilas.
No. When Krishna is returning from cow grazing, all the demigods come down from the sky and begin to offer arti to him. Mm-hmm. And the Sakas are amazed. Wow! Look at that one with the four heads. Huh? What kind of strange animal is that with eyes everywhere? Huh? Huh? Like this. And the Sakas are amazed. Hmm? And Mother Yashoda is looking towards Krishna. And she sees all the demigods worshipping him. And she thinks, she realizes that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhagavan. Is it Aishwarya? Is it?
Who sees him?
Mother Yashoda.
He sees him.
Mother Yashoda is seeing all the demigods worshipping Krishna, and she goes, wow, my son's Bhagavan. The Supreme Personality of God. Is it Aishwarya? Is it?
You mean Aishwarya as a mood?
Mm.
No.
There is
Aishwarya Bhav?
Cannot be Aishwarya in Mother Yashoda.
So Aishwarya Bhav is not the worship of Krishna in his majestic feature. He can be in his majestic feature. But your Lokik Sambandhu Bhat is not the contracted. Aishwarya Bhav means that mood which causes the contraction of Lokik Sadbandhu Bhat. Huh? Aishwarya can be there to the max. Hmm? Madhya Yashoda is looking at Krishna, all the demigods are worshipping him, and she's, her breast is swelling with motherly pride, and she's thinking, that's my boy. My boy's God. Like this. Eh? And she's saying, that's my boy. Though she knows he's God. Yeah. But she's kind of give up the idea. He came out of my womb. I made him. So what is the idea here? Aishwarya is fully manifest. And she's seeing it and realizing Aishwarya. But her, that means Lokik Sabbanubhat is not contracted by the Aishwarya. By the display of Aishwarya, Aishwarya Bhav's not coming. So Lokik Sabbanubhat Bhav is still there. So this is the special thing.
She's not worshipping Krishna.
Not offering aarti to Krishna?
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
She is offering aarti to Krishna.
No, but worshipping his majestic aspects means, you know, bowing down in front of the Supreme
Personality
of God.
No. She's worshipping and it's his majestic aspect. But Lokik Sabbanubhat mood.
Let him get to the point.
You understand? Okay. This is the difference. She's offering aarti. And it's opulence also.
She's not offering arts to Bhagavan. She's offering
arts
to his son.
Wrong. Mm-hmm. Vishnu Thakur Thakur said, she's saying, he's Bhagavan. Directly, these were using these words, he is Bhagavan. Madhya Yashoda is thinking. Vishnu Thakur Thakur is writing in Raghavatma Chandrika, directly. So the speciality is not that there's Aishwarya, not that she's offering arts to him, not whether she knows he's Bhagavan or not. She can know all of these things. The speciality is that Lokik Sabbanubhat Sambandha is not contracted. This is the point. So if you want to know Aishwarya and Madhurya, first clearly have the definition of what is Aishwarya and Madhurya. Madhurya is the absence of Aishwarya? No, this idea is completely wrong. In the Madhurya Leela, there's more Aishwarya. More Aishwarya. But the Lokik Sabbanubhat mood is never broken. Krishna kills Putana. How? By his chakra? No. No one can kill Putana. She's so powerful. He kills her. How? By taking her breast like a baby. He kills Keshi. How? With chakra? No. With his Vishnu Jwara weapon? No. With his army of jadus? No. Only putting his hand in his mouth. Baby, if you hold a baby, I've not done for a long time, but if you hold a baby, the first thing they do is they want to put their hand in your mouth, like this. So Krishna, like a baby, just putting his hand in his mouth. Okay, Shin, he died. His eyes came out like Rasagula. I wanted to play with him, but what can I do? He died. Krishna's killing Bakasur. How? How did Krishna kill Bakasur?
Broke his beak. Bifurcated him.
But what description is given in Bhagavatam? It says like a small child spits a blade of grass. Right. Like children, what do they do? They're sitting in the grass and they see the grass, okay, something to play with. They pull up the grass and they start spitting it. So Krishna like that, he killed back like a child. So there's Aishwarya in this because no one can kill these demons. Yet, his Lokik Sabbanubhat, his own feeling, is not, Aishwarya mood is not coming in him. And his Sakas also, Madhya Yashoda and others also, like this. So this is Aishwarya and Madhurya. Jagannath Dev, what form is this? In separation from Radharani, his body is melting and his bones are melting and his limbs are going inside, like this. So this is remembering, this is Krishna remembering the Madhurya of Vrindavan. So here, this Aishwarya form, this Dwarkadish, but how remembering Vrindavan, so absorbed in remembering the Dwarka, like this. So some Aishwarya and some Madhurya here, but not full. Jagannath is not our Ishtadev. He's kind and merciful to us, and by his, he made one team. Mahaprabhu and Jagannath became partners to light the fire of Raganuga Bhakti in our hearts, like this. So we're grateful to him, but he's not our Ishtadev. Who is anyone can be understood by Parikara Vaishishtya. Parikara Vaishishtya. So anyone, sometimes devotees tell that Puri Dham is so high. Why? Look at Mahaprabhu's Parikara Vaishishtya. Swarup Damodara, Ramananda Rai, Rupa Goswami, the Raghunath Das Goswami. So therefore this is so high. These Parikars are not in Navadvip. They're not in Naimitically in Navadvip. But all are there in Nityalila. At the time, you can see the Bhajan Padati of Janachandra Goswami he's explaining how to remember Navadvip. Mahaprabhu is there. Hmm? Nityananda Prabhu, one side, Gadara Pandit, another, Advaita Chari here, Srivast Thakur was holding an umbrella. Hmm? And they are surrounded by their devotees, headed by Rupa Goswami and his Guru Varga. All are there, where? In Navadvip. Hmm? And your Guru is also there, and you remember your Gurus in Navadvip Dham. Afterwards remembering them in Siddhartha, all these things. So, all the parikars that we see, high level parikars here in Puri, we say they're in Puri but not in Navadvip. This is Naimittik idea. Hmm? Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, Raghunath, all are present in Navadvip Lila, but not in the Prakat Lila. In the Aprakat Lila. There.
Hmm? The Gurudev said that.
Gurudev also said this thing in Puri.
Right.
Who are the parikars of Jagannath Dev? One side Sudarshan Chakra. Sudarshan Chakra on one side. Another side, Subhadra. So in Vrindavan, Krishna's ever with Sudarshan? Krishna has any pastime with Sudarshan Chakra? Never. Only one time when Krishna lifted Govardhan Hill, Lord Shiva was thinking, oh, Krishna's saving all the bridge basis underneath Govardhan, but what about the bridge basis on the top? So many blades of grass, so many cows and trees, they'll be smashed. So Mahadev prayed to Chakra to come. Chakra came and moved around the top of Govardhan. He evaporated all the rain. The rain did not even touch the top of Govardhan, what to speak of underneath. Huh? And therefore there's a form of Lord Shiva in Govardhan called Chakleshwar Mahadev. Hmm? Like this. But we don't see Krishna taking up chakra. Hmm? Lord Shiva prayed and he came. Hmm? Whether Krishna's underneath, whether he saw Sudarshan or not, we cannot say. Huh? Okay? So this is Parikar Vaishishtya. One side Sudarshan Chakra, another side Subhadra. Did Subhadra take part in any Braja Lila? Never. Never.
She came once.
When Krishna's Lila was finished. Mm. Huh?
Didn't she go and announce Krishna was going to return?
This is one Lila in the minds of so many sadhus by their bhajan, they've seen something in the Lila, but our Goswamis have not written this pastime. In Godavari, opulence mood. When the Ramananda Rai saw Rasaraj Mahabhav, what did he do? Defended. Mm. So there's some this is display of opulence, cause him to faint.
Is that superior to?
And also Mahaprabhu. His name is Mahaprabhu. What does it mean? Great master. Great master. Even his name is opulent. And in Navadvip, what is his name? Sachi Nandan, son of Sachi. His name Vishnu Priya Pranadana. Mm? Heart of Vishnu Priya. His name is Nimai Pandit. So many pandits. On every here in India, every street corner you go, there's a pandit. So pandits are not the rare and supremely Aishwarya. Hmm? Pandits are everywhere. You can see so many little baby pandits all going in the Pachala of Gangadas pandits. Who's that? Purushottamati pandit. This baby is Swarup Damodar. Another baby, Jagadananda Pandit. Another baby, Gadada Pandit. Hmm? Like this. So many little pandits all going to school with their books under their arm. Hmm? And learning Sanskrit grammar and logic. This is.
December is the maintainer of the whole universe.
Vishvambar. Who gave this name?
One father astrologer.
Nilambar Chakravarti. Who is Nilambar Chakravarti? Yeah, but who is in Krishna Lila? Gagacharya. Gagacharya, Mathura Basi. Vishvambara has a deep meaning. Hmm? This Vishvambara comes from the Sanskrit root Dubrin. Dubrin means nourishing. Who nourishes your prema is called Vishvambara. Not the maintainer of the universe. Hmm? So we're chanting every day, Vishvambara Dhimahi. What does it mean? Like Sachimata, she's offering bhog to her Thakurji and feeling separation from her son Nimai. Hmm? And then she's looking and seeing. He came and he's eating. Huh? Like this. And her, in this way, her separation mood is pacified for a moment, but then he disappeared. And then again, she becomes the dying, burning in separation. When her separation mood is coming to a highest point, what happens? Then he's coming there and satisfying her heart. So therefore, his name is Vishwamba. So for devotees in this world who are feeling separation from Mahaprabhu, they're chanting their Gaur Gayatri and remembering his Vishwamba. When their separation mood is coming to a higher point, highest point, and they're chanting Gaur Gayatri, that time he's coming. Therefore, his name is Vishwamba.
Udipan is always there. And Prem Sarovar, one day Udipan came. What was that Udipan? Madhu Mangal chasing away the bee with the stick and saying, oh, I've chased away Madhu Sudan, he's gone and he's never coming back. This was Udipan, Radharani came in Madhu Mangal. This point, you can see about Uddhav, how he saw this Nitya Leela in the Naimittik Leela. This is in Krishna Sandarbha. The Jiva Goswami only gives a hint there. He's discussing Swarasik Upasana and Mantramaya Upasana. And how by Swarasik Upasana, by Mantramaya Upasana, then one can realize the some one pastime going on in Golok, but not in, he may not realize Braj. For that, by Swarasik Upasana he can realize Braj. But even by Mantramaya Upasana, he may also realize Braj and not only Golok, if he depending on his association, what association he has. There's very fine specialities. Jiva Goswami discussed in Krishna Sandarbha, there in his explanation of Mantramaya Upasana and Swarasik Upasana. So you can read the translation. There's an English translation of that, but it's wrong. It's wrong. I took the translation to Gurudev and discussed this, and he cut and cleared everything. So I heard the real explanation of this. English translation is wrong. Very hard, because Sanskrit words have so many meanings. And unless someone realized what Jiva Goswami is saying, then no one can translate or explain it. I saw a translation from Jiva Institute. So Sumanti, also Jiva Goswami explains this in his commentary on Brahma Samhita. Many things he tells in his commentary on Brahma Samhita. I'm translating that just now, so I only have about less than 50 pages left to do. So I try to finish it before Kartik.
Upasana. It's Mantramaya Upasana, and the other one, what's the other one?
Swarasiki Upasana. Don't worry about it.
Today, just learn the word.
It's like, where would that go?
This is enough for today.
It's
and some greed. The word and some greed. One day I came to Gurudev. I asked Gurudev, what is Swarasiki Upasana?
Right now he doesn't have enough.
And he just told me, just know the word, this is wrong. And later, gradually. I think the main thing is we should try to chant more. And give up all of our anarthas. We should give up all duplicity. What is duplicity? You're chanting Naam and thinking of something else. This is duplicity. Why chanting Naam and thinking of something else? Chanting Naam and remembering Naam Rup Gun Leela of Krishna. But why chanting Naam and thinking of something else? You like those things. So this is our Anyabilas. Do you want to know what your Anyabilas is? It's what's coming in your mind when you chant, when you're forgetting Krishna at the time of chanting.
When you're forgetting Krishna at the time?
At the time of chanting. This is your Anyabilas. So there should be no smell. That means give up all Namaparad. So try to know what are the 10 Namaparads and try to give them up. Make a strong, determined effort to give them up. Then, what will happen? Namabas gives mukti, liberation, side effect. Agra hai mukti tabe sarva bandhanash. Tabe ta hoite pare. Sri Krishna era das. We want to be Krishna das. Servants of Krishna. Not before mukti. First be liberated, then you can be called Krishna das. Not before. So first give up nama parad and be liberated. Then this mood's coming, Krishna dasatta. Some little mood can come first by mercy of Guru and Vaishnavas.
This is to pull us, lift us up. But when that pull's coming, there's something we have to do on our side. That is to be subtle, very simple and sincere, giving up all duplicity, all selfishness. Then their mercy will manifest its full glory. I know many are coming for a holiday, hearing Madanakya Mahabhav and then going out and taking ice cream. And then putting on face cream. And then playing on the beach all day, shopping, talking nonsense. Not chanting their rounds, not chanting their gayatris on time. All these things. And then coming, Maharaj, Maharaj, what is Madanakya Mahabhav? What is Swarasika Upasana? What is this? Absurd. Only like offense, actually. Offense. So you should consider these things. Remember Gundicha Mahajan. This kata, Mahaprabhu can clean our heart and make us qualified one day. And then after that, Gurudev is working on Ujjal Neelamani commentary of Jiva Goswami Vishnu Chakri Thakur. So that will be coming sometime after. So Gurudev is preparing.
He's drowning us.
Endless, endless ocean.
Собрались здесь на берегу трансцендентного океана Према Сагар Джаганнатха Пури.